Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Glenn Selk talking fence line weaning. Back with Glenn in just a moment.
Ford is taking the EcoBoost Challenge coast to coast, asking people like you to test drive Ford versus our leading competitors.
We want to find out which vehicle you prefer, and may the best car win.
Let's do this. I've never driven a Ford before, and I'm impressed.
They're experiencing the power and efficiency of available EcoBoost engine technology.
Wow! This car can go!
It blew the competition away for me.
Ford is totally on my radar now.
Get into the EcoBoost Challenge at your local Ford dealer and get ready to get floored.
The EcoBoost Challenge is going on now at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. Take the challenge today and save big with great low finance rates, special cash back allowances, and super low monthly payments. F-150, Fusion, Fiesta, Focus, Edge, Escape, Explorer, and more. With an EcoBoost engine, you get more power and more miles per gallon. With the EcoBoost Challenge, you get more savings. To find out how much you can save, visit OklahomaFord.com today. Then get to your Oklahoma Ford dealer, the best in Oklahoma.
The less stress that you can put on a calf at weaning time, the better off the calf is going to be and the better off your bottom line is going to be. So says Dr. Glenn Selk, longtime beef cattle specialist at Oklahoma State University, who says that one of his favorite ideas when it comes to weaning, fence line weaning.
One of the real advantages, I think, to fall calving is to have the option of leaving the calves with the cows until they're 9, maybe even close to 10 months of age. That way they're older and heavier at weaning time, and we can market a heavier calf. But that also means that it's likely that we're going to be weaning those calves during hot summer months. The extra heat, of course, adds additional stress to that weaning process. We can reduce some of that stress by a management practice we call fence line weaning. And that's just the situation, of course, where the calves are weaned from the cows with only a fence in between them so that they can see the mother, hear the mother, but of course don't have access to them. California did some research on comparing fence line weaning to where the calves were completely weaned separately, where they were out of sight, out of mind from the mother cows. They followed those calves in terms of their behavior for about the first week and found that those calves that were fence line weaned walked less, bawled less, and ate a little bit more in the first 2 to 3 days after the weaning took place. Therefore, they got off to a little better start. As they looked at the weight change, the calves that were fence line weaned gained 23 more pounds than did their counterparts that were completely separated in the first 2 weeks. And that weight advantage was maintained through 10 weeks' time, when those fence line weaned calves weighed 26 pounds more than their counterparts did. As we're considering this low stress management practice of fence line weaning, we've got to remember to have adequate water on both sides of the fence. Water that is available for those calves to be able to reach so that they can get enough to drink during the hot summer months of weaning those fall-born calves. Consider fence line weaning this year for your fall-born calves. I think you'll end up with a healthier calf, a little heavier calf to market, and therefore should bring just a few more dollars in this real good calf market.
Mama Cow Specialist, Emeritus now at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Glenn Selk, talking about the concept of fence line weaning. Not a new concept, but a good concept, a low stress concept that can return big profits. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.